Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:56 British Summer Time. Today is October 24th. Today was another soft day generally on stock markets. What we saw yesterday was some very sharp downward dynamics. We didn't have the same type of dynamic move in stock markets today as we did yesterday. Asia did not really follow through to the downside. Wall Street, Europe was a little bit steadier. The Italian index was up about 0.8%, the FTSE up about 0.1%, the DAX up about 0.25%, and Wall Street was a little bit softer, with the Dow Jones down about 25 and the S&P down 4. It is worth mentioning that Wall Street has been the leading market over the last 6 and 7 months, and the fact that it has being a bit weaker here is a cause for concern, rather than looking at Asia, which has been largely range-bound for a good part of the last 3 or 4 months. And the fact that you have such relative strength in Asia at present, on the one hand, is a comfort, but it is at this juncture that we probably need to be a little bit more cautious, for the simple reason that if Wall Street extends its decline and we see the S&P holding a move below 1400 and we are only 8.75 points away from that at present, then that opens the door to a deeper corrective phase on Wall Street, which would have a leash effect just about everywhere else. And it would be unreasonable to expect that Asian markets are going to be able to sustain their really very firm performance against that type of background. So that means that whatever happens on Wall Street is likely to have a widespread effect. And the 1400 area for the S&P is something of a Rubicon in terms of sentiment. And the downward dynamics yesterday will have been debilitating to sentiment generally. So what we need to see is the current levels hold and upward dynamics starting to come through. I did a review of the autonomies yesterday and the S&P 500 Dividend Aristocrats in Comment of the Day today. And particularly with the Dividend Aristocrats, there is a general pattern of mean reversion underway. Some have progressed more along that road than others, but some of the clear outperformers have become overextended to such an extent relative to the 200-day moving average that rather than looking at them and saying, wow, how well they've done and how remarkably consistent their trends remain, the fact that they are overextended against a wider background of mean reversion and the potential for a deeper corrective phase in some other markets, then the fact that they are overextended strikes a note of caution. It is interesting that there have been a number of new additions to the Dividend Aristocrats over the last year, and a number of those additions have come from the asset management industry and industrials, as well as household products and chemicals. And those have been some of the better performing sectors generally. There are still no banks, and it's probably going to be a long time before we get a bank on the S&P 500 Dividend Aristocrats again, because they need to be increasing dividends for 25 years, and just about all banks cancelled their dividends in 2008. When we look at the global economy, then there is quite a lot of evidence of slowing economic growth, and we remain in an extraordinarily accommodative situation vis-a-vis central banks. But the quantitative easing and extreme monetary policy is at present being counterbalanced by fears about earnings, and that would suggest that the very powerful move that we've had since June is giving way to a bit more of a choppy environment where the prospects for individual companies will be addressed on their individual merits rather than as a cohesive whole. And when we look at the commodity complex, gold had another soft day in here today. It spent most of the day in positive territory, but in the last 3 or 4 hours of trading, it pulled back by about $6, and it's currently around the $1,700 area. And that brings it to a pullback of about $100 over the last 3 and 4 weeks. It's unwound a good part of the overbought condition relative to the 200-day moving average, and it has encountered resistance at a predictable area in that $1,800 area. Platinum has pulled back even more sharply, and it was weaker today by nearly $12. Silver was pretty steady in here today, and palladium was up just a little. We are coming back into a potentially interesting area with the precious metals, and they have unwound that short-term overbought condition that had developed into the early part of this month. So when we do start to see upward dynamics coming through, that's likely to be a signal that demand is returning to dominance. And the chances are that we're going to start to see that type of activity starting to come through in the not-too-distant future, given the fact that we've had such a sharp pullback following a short-term overbought condition. Today was a relatively soft day on the sovereign bonds. US Treasuries were softer by about a half a full point, gilts by a quarter of a point. German bunds were pretty steady. They were up 0.1 of a point. But there is the possibility that we see a modest rally in government bonds for as long as we see this uncertainty unfolding on stock markets. And in the commodity complex, generally, the oil complex remains susceptible to an additional pullback, and West Texas Intermediate was weaker today by an additional dollar. The industrial metals have pulled back extraordinarily sharply over the last 3 weeks, and have unwound the majority of their impressive rally in September, but they're coming back into potential areas of support. Sugar broke down from a couple of month range in here today and does look like it's going to move lower. Lumber is extending its advance, and there is the potential that if US housing continues to improve, then we are in a supply inelasticity meets rising demand situation for lumber, given the fact that the supply has been curtailed by the credit crisis and by the collapse in housing, and a number of facilities were idled and closed down, and the mountain pine beetle infestation is still ravaging forests, and that wood can't be used. So we're seeing that there may be short to medium term difficulties in increasing supply against a background where demand is increasing. And that's a recipe for higher prices. And particularly Ryanair, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, or Plum Creek look to be the best supported in terms of their chart patterns at present. The euro, having been really quite weak yesterday, was a little bit weaker again in here today, but the pound bounced back and it was up 86 ticks. And that has created a downward dynamic on the cross between the euro and the pound. And the euro has strengthened really quite a bit over the last couple of months. It's in the region of the 200-day moving average, and this is the first evidence that of a return to pound dominance. And some additional follow-through tomorrow would suggest that a peak for the euro of at least short-term significance has been reached. So we're back into a trader's environment, and that means that whereas it has been the right thing to do to run profits over the last 5 months, we're seeing a much greater degree of variability in the returns across asset classes and across sectors at present. And that would suggest that one has to be a bit more nimble and a bit more cautious, and that the likelihood is that some of the most best performing assets are likely to move into a process of mean reversion, given the type of activity that we've had. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.